Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio. Business. We're going to do some business today. Thank you very much. Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and we connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Owicki, and I hope you're having a great afternoon. I have two fantastic business owners in the studio with me today. I want to introduce you to Danya Blanco with Cosmix Artistry Makeup Boutique. Welcome, Danya.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thrilled to have you. Can't wait to hear what you're up to. And Laura Salvo with Vienna Hayden Boutique Studios. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Very excited to meet you both and looking forward to a conversation in an industry. Well, you have this overlap, right? You're both representing different industries, but you have this beautiful overlap.
It's all entertainment.
It is entertainment. And that's not an area that I'm familiar with. I mean, as a viewer and as a consumer, I'm familiar, but it's very different when you get to take a peek behind the curtain, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So we're going to get to do that with the two of you today. So let's start off, let's back up, and let's have each of you share with our listeners who you are in the entertainment industry and really the gifts that you bring. So Danya, can we start with you with Cosmix Artistry?
Yes. Hi. My business is Cosmix Artistry, Makeup by Danya Blanco. And I have a studio that's located in downtown Gilbert. Well, not really downtown, but it's in the middle of Gilbert, in the heart of Gilbert, Arizona. And I am experienced in film makeup and commercials and music videos. And I do practical special effects. And I also do weddings and quinceañeras. And my little studio houses the area where I also do permanent makeup and lash extensions when I'm not on set.
So full-scale makeup artistry, lashes.
Yes.
Permanent makeup.
Permanent makeup.
And do I remember that you also will do hair as well?
I do hair, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And not just, and I say not just, but when I've thought about having someone help with my makeup and my hair, it's been for a big event or a wedding or a photo shoot. But you've got this vast experience in film.
Yes.
And magazine covers, you name it.
Yes, I'm very fortunate in that I pride myself in the work that I do, my ethic, my skill level. I am really proud of the brand that I've built in Cosmix. And, you know, I have the opportunity of meeting so many cool, cool people in my line of work because I go to hotels in Phoenix and Scottsdale and do people's hair and makeup in their hotel rooms. And these are just people that come here to Arizona who are here for an award ceremony or an event, a conference or whatever it may be. But everybody's important, but they're important people like, you know, people that are CEOs for companies and they're, you know, owners of other companies that want to get their hair and makeup done. And I just get to connect on a personal level with these people. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm a people person. So
I can see that, right? So we're talking about high caliber, highly visible,
yes,
clientele. And people who understand how important it is to look their best.
Absolutely.
And then they have the gift of working with you. I'm excited to learn more. And I know I want to talk about you being mobile, because while you have, yes, your studio in Gilbert, you also are considered the mobile makeup stylist.
Yes,
right?
I like to market myself as a mobile makeup artist, mobile makeup and hair, a mobile beauty provider is what it is, really.
Yeah, really.
What's on my little website.
Beauty provider is, yeah, a much better way than just limiting it to makeup, because you do so much,
yes,
more.
Yes.
So Laura, Vienna Hayden Boutique Salon, right?
Studio,
excuse me. So so now get us caught up on you, and then I'm dying to hear how the two of you have connected.
So I'm kind of the other side of what Danya does. After she makes them look beautiful makeup-wise, I use a camera. So my studio is a photography studio as well as a film production studio. I do a lot of portrait photography. So birth, newborn, fresh 48 sessions, and then anything family, children. And I haven't gotten into doing any headshots or anything like that yet. I've focused more on the family portraiture and everything. But film has always been a passion of mine. And that's actually how Danya and I met, is I do film production as well. And it's always been for fun until this feature film came up. And there's kind of an interesting history behind it. We met on the set when I hired her way back in 2011, when Serial Blondes, the feature film, was first coming to market, I guess. It started back then. We made it through me donating my eggs twice, which is a story in and of itself.
Hey, we're going to have to go back to that. I'm anxious to hear.
Oh, yes. And I ended up running out of funding to finish the editing on it after a divorce and going through some personal issues, moving across the country. And I came back here, went back to school for a little while, and had an opportunity pop up this year to co-produce it with someone who's helping me to greenlight the production again. And we're going to reshoot the film in 4K this time. And I'm bringing back a good majority of the original cast members. There's going to be some new ones, so that should be exciting as well. And Danya is going to do makeup again. And this time, we're not going to be one of her first features. So it should be really, really interesting to see what kind of awesome things we can do this time. I'm excited because I think that we'll be able to improve on the things that we wished we could improve on last time.
Absolutely. Serial Blondes was the first full feature film that I had ever worked on after being in school and shooting a lot of shorts. And that's primarily what I was doing, is shooting shorts or web series, things of that nature. And then Lara came to me and asked me to, she hired me on her project, and I was just tickled. I was just tickled because it was a goal of mine to be working on a feature film sooner rather than later.
Danya talks about being a people person. And I think part of the reason we connected in the first place is because she's such an amazing person. I mean, I remember meeting her for the first time, and you suggested this awesome little place in Old Town Scottsdale. Yeah. We had brunch there, and just immediately there was a connection with us. I knew that I was going to be friends with her for the rest of my life. I was like, this is a special person. The whole point of doing the movie, the way that we did it back then, was to give everyone a chance to have a major role on a feature who wouldn't otherwise get that chance without having a bigger resume. And so that's kind of what it was. That was the goal, and it accomplished that goal. So now we're going to go back and really do it right this time.
How fun is that? So tell us a little bit about the movie.
So the movie it's a story about two best friends, and one is desperate for love. The other wants power. And together they seek revenge. And the revenge stems from how they've been wronged by the men in their lives. And so it's a culmination of various events and things that have influenced my life that I kind of put into this story and came up with this story because of those inspirations. And it's really going to be a film about empowering women. And that's kind of the brand and the marketing that I'm pushing with it, is this women's empowerment. We've got women behind the camera and we've got women in front of the camera. There's women leads. There's two women co-producing it. Two women co-directing. There's a woman makeup artist. I'm trying to get women in every single aspect of this film, because there's a huge movement in Hollywood and really everywhere right now where women are finally stepping up and saying, enough is enough. We're not going to be objectified. We're not going to tolerate these things. And we're going to take these positions of power. We can do it as good, if not better, than some of the men out there. And that's kind of what this movie is about, is empowering us to do that.
Drastically. And you'll know what I mean later.
Yeah. Once we get to have a seat in the audience with our popcorn to watch it. And is this going to be filmed almost entirely in Arizona? Or
99%. There's one last scene that will be outside of Arizona. I can't say too much, or I might give away the plot a little bit.
Sure.
So I don't, but basically all but one scene out of like 108 scenes, one of them is going to be outside of Arizona. So
it's an Arizona based project.
100%.
With mostly Arizona based team.
Pretty much all Arizona based team.
Yeah.
The entire cast, crew, everyone is Arizona.
Very cool.
So we're very excited about that.
And you mentioned that you have, do you have funding for it, or is that something you're working on? Where are you at in the scope of the project itself?
So I've got part of the funding. We've got enough to pay a majority of our crew right now. So I'm trying to raise additional funds because I'm hoping that maybe I'd be able to get something for the cast. Otherwise, I'm going to have to rely on deferred payments, which this time around, I know I actually will be able to come through on that, which is great. But I'd like to have more of a marketing budget. I'd like to have more of a budget for the cast and then raise a little extra for feeding everyone well and making sure that we've got enough crew on set so that we can do what we've got to do correctly.
Does that come from corporate sponsors or individual donations?
It's a little bit of both, actually. Yeah. So I've got a funding campaign that I'm going to be launching on Indiegogo pretty soon here. I'm going to have more information on my website, which is viennahayden.com/serialblondes, S-E-R-I-A-L, like serial killer.
Not C-E-R-E-A-L.
Right. No, not the cereal you eat.
Right.
But you'll be able to contribute. So we're working on some crowdfunding and then we're hoping to get in some corporate sponsors as well. So we've got some bar scenes. We're hoping that we'll be able to get some liquor sponsors and some other things like that that want to do some product placement with the film, because I do anticipate that with the marketing we're putting into it, we should be able to get a pretty good splash in the market.
Especially with local businesses, right?
Exactly.
And I love that Phoenix, Metro Phoenix, and really Arizona as a whole has become a hub for entertainment, right? We've become an extension of a lot of different companies that are centered around entertainment, and why not have it be through this film?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Love it.
We have a really a good group of people here in the industry. We have a handful of studios that work so well with all the different crews in Arizona. There's production companies that are amazing and they produce amazing films. So Phoenix is a great place to shoot a film. The people here are talented. There's tons of talent. Not to get too deep into it, but we used to have a tax incentive and now we don't. And that's part of the reason why the film industry is stagnant a little bit here. And
yes.
And it's all, most of it is all indie films and self-funded.
A lot of our films are self-funded. People who inherit money from grandma, or they take out a second mortgage on their house, or they crowdfund what they can. Mm-hmm. And I mean, crowdfunding can only go so far. So I don't anticipate bringing up a ton of our funding through crowdfunding, but you know, every little bit counts, and it's only going to help this film go further and to help you pay people what they deserve and, you know, make a really nice splash with it.
Is that what the word indie means? Self-funded or
independent.
Independent?
It's independent from a studio. So when you shoot a movie in Hollywood, you're typically associated with one of the big studios, and you'll see them as like, you know, your MGMs and whatnot. We don't have that type of access when you don't have the experience and the funding and the connections and everything that goes with Hollywood. So we are known as independent filmmakers for that reason. And we hope that by going through the festival circuit that we will end up marketing ourselves to get picked up by a distributor, such as one of the studios. And nowadays, it's more likely that you'll end up on like a Showtime, a Lifetime, or a Netflix, or one of those streaming services.
Mm, very cool.
Which is really cool. It's really exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
Or Amazon. I think a lot of people are getting on Amazon these days too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm excited and I can't wait to see the film. Let's have Danya talk a little bit about how Cosmic Artistry began, because if I remember correctly, this is an additional career for you, because you've already been very successful in a completely different area. Am I right?
Yes, you are. This is my second career. Cosmics is a company that I started in 2008, 2009, and I started Cosmics basically as an outlet to my full-time job that I had. I thought that it was just going to be something I did on the side. You know, I'll do makeup for my friends or my friends' weddings or, you know, proms or, you know, just on the side. And I didn't know that it was going to be my second career and something that I have worked so hard the last few years to brand and to make my own. Previously, my former life, I was an investigator in sex crimes for a police agency here in the Valley.
Wow.
So
real life SVU.
Yeah. Well, let's not get that far. But yeah, and that's what I did. I was an investigator, mostly handled, you know, the sex offender registrations. I helped the detectives with whatever they needed. I speak Spanish also, so I was afforded the opportunities that many investigators don't get to do
sure.
in my position. And I got to work with a lot of the special investigation team, which is an undercover team. I got to do a lot of fun stuff with them, the DUI task force, so many different aspects of law enforcement. And I was able to take a little bite of a lot of those chunks, you know? And so I was very lucky. And I'm very grateful for the time, my 18 and a half years at the police department. And it's in Gilbert. Anybody, you know, Gilbert Police Department.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we want to give a shout out to Gilbert. Absolutely. Gilbert PD. And so I'm fascinated because, and I'm going to be really stereotypical, but police and law enforcement tends to be very masculine industry, right?
Yes.
And makeup and entertainment, like we're talking about it, you know, and take fashion and taking care of how we appear on the outside is very feminine. And here you live in both places,
yeah.
or have lived in both places.
I'm just a girl, Karen.
Well, again, this is radio, so you can't see either of these gals, but they're beautiful. You'll see photos when we have the replay and the podcast up. But yes, you are just a girl. But,
I am.
But 18 years in law enforcement and in a heavy, that's the word I'm choosing to use. Am I right? You're nodding your head. Yes.
Yes.
In a heavy area of responsibility around sex crimes.
Yes. I have to say that I think I fell into it. It was a pretty much a destiny kind of thing, a destiny position for me. Mm-hmm. It was meant to be. It's part of law enforcement or part of life that I take, you know, I hold near my heart. And I was able to, in my own little tiny way, help people that were victims, or I was able to monitor sex offenders, make sure that they're doing what they were supposed to be doing, determine what their risk level was, and notify a community. That was a bulk of my work there. But in my own little tiny way, I was able to help people, help victims. And that's what I like to do. In every aspect of my life, whether it's my personal life, whether it's my business, that's really my main goal, is to help people feel good or feel different. I think that I really did that in the work that I did at the Gilbert Police Department. I was very passionate about it and dedicated as a public servant. I'm proud of the people that I worked beside, and they do a great job. It's a hard job, and it remains to be hard. You know, it remains hard, a hard job. It's getting even harder, I think.
Yeah.
Personally, you know, on an emotional level, on a social level, it's a tough position to be in law enforcement.
And somehow you spent every weekend on set with me in the interim of doing that job.
I did.
As well.
I
was a trooper.
I hadn't realized you were still at the apartment while you were doing this first Serial Blonde.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Every film that I did prior to the last 3 years, I was still working a 40-hour job. And so I took either time off or I worked on the weekends, nights. I was rarely home. But I am a hustler. That's how I work. I like to work. I like to keep busy. And that's just how I am. I like to work.
It's part of being a small business owner, though. I think that you've probably heard that with other people you've brought in here.
Absolutely.
You have to love the hustle.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I work till my working hours. I have two small children at home. And so my working hours are as soon as they go to bed till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 2, whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. If I have to wake up at 5 or 6 o'clock so I can do some emails and have some quiet time before they get up. Sometimes I have to do that.
Yeah, I'm in that same place and I love it, right? I wouldn't be a business owner if I didn't love it. And if I wasn't built with some hustle and grit, mm-hmm. I would be doing something different. And I think that's definitely a common theme amongst all three of us. Laura, you mentioned something about Fresh 48. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, yes.
What is that?
So Fresh 48 is the 2 days right after you've given birth to a baby. You are in the hospital. You get to be with your baby. The nurses are tending to you. You're learning to breastfeed. You're learning to do all... Basically, you're learning how to be with your baby and to be a mom before you're released into the world with this tiny human and go, oh my goodness, this is my responsibility. But it's beautiful because there's no lights. There's nothing... In terms of studio equipment, it's open a window, get as much light in there as possible, use a flash if necessary, but just capture those really organic moments when you are first with the baby. And I try to do them after birth. If I do a birth session.
Most typically in the hospital.
Yes, yeah, so it all happens in hospital. Yeah, wherever birthing center, at home, wherever they have the baby.
But within those 48 mm-hmm. hours of the birth.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's very fresh, very raw, very real. It's one of the deepest connections between that and birth photography that I've felt to date. I mean, I love newborn photography and getting them posed in the cute little positions and everything at my studio. But wow, there's something like Danya's talks about connecting with people in her police department job and now being able to do that as a makeup artist. And I feel that same way for birth and Fresh 48 sessions. It's beautiful.
It sounds like. So you are on location for that. Much oh, yes. Like Danya goes and...
And you're on call. I mean, as a birth photographer, I try to wait till they're about 6 centimeters dilated. And obviously, everybody goes differently. But sometimes it's, you know, a 14-hour wait period. And sometimes you're there for 30 minutes. And oh my goodness, the baby's coming. So you just kind of have to be ready and on standby. And my medical training, I think, really helps with that as well. So,
okay. So talk about the medical training. Is this a second, the photography and film is a second career for you as well? Or have you always had this part of you?
I'm aware of many hats, I should say. So let's just call me a project manager, because I think that's the best way to put it. I've utilized my skills in many industries. I have a degree in construction management, and I have a master's degree in healthcare delivery and administration.
Oh my gosh.
So I've done a number of things in my life, and the entertainment side has always been kind of a hobby. And it seems more and more that my career is moving into entertainment. So I'm kind of where Danya was just a few years ago when she left the PD. So it's an interesting shift. I mean, I started in entertainment as an actress, and I decided that I wanted to do more than just the bit roles I was getting. So I decided to produce my own stuff, and I really wanted to be in Star Trek, and rather than run off to LA and go, hey, J.J. Abrams, stick me in your Star Trek, and I don't have the resume for it, I thought, well, I'm just going to build the set. So I built the bridge in my garage, and I shot my own Star Trek.
Oh my gosh.
And I starred in it as well as Mr. Spock, and I had a guy friend, Will Leon, who's in LA now. He played Uhura, and he actually dressed up in a dress with balloons in his chest and a blonde wig.
So a spoof.
Complete spoof.
So a heavy-duty Star Trek
spoof.
Fan to start with.
Big time.
But then spoofing and having fun. And this was a series then? A web-based series?
Yeah, we did a little web series on it.
Oh my.
Until I started getting distracted with other films and everything and just didn't have the time to keep it up. But
was it a blast? It had to have been a blast.
Oh my gosh. It was magical. That's one of those things that really brought people together. And I wish I had known Danya when we were doing it, because my Spock years would have looked so much better.
I did see her set because it was in her garage.
Oh, that's right.
So I did get a glimpse of the bridge, and it was pretty impressive.
Danya sat in the captain's chair. Yeah.
You know, Laura is probably one of the most beautiful nerds you'll ever meet.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I love it. That, yes, and absolutely stunning. And I'm hearing the nerd in you.
Oh, yes. Actually, Comic-Con's coming up. Danya's going to be painting me green, like the green chick in Star Trek. Uh-huh. And my other friend, Dawn, who's also a huge Star Trek fan, she loves it about as much as I do. She's got tickets to get pictures with William Shatner, the original Captain Kirk. Oh my goodness. So I get to have my picture with Dawn and him as the green chick. So excited. Yeah,
that will be Laura's epic moment of her life.
Say, a That's lifetime it. Lived for that moment.
Exactly.
For sure.
I need nothing else in life now.
And right, got the kids, you've got the career, and now just Star Trek moments.
Exactly.
I love it. So you do this Fresh 48 with moms. You do portraiture. Is that the right term? In your studio?
Yes.
And who are the best clients? Who do you really love working with in the studio? Also, parents and families?
They're usually new moms. A lot of people come in to have their newborn photos done. And then I offer milestone packages to my newborn clients as well. So you can do the 3, 6, 9, and 12 month pictures, 12 month being the smash cake session. And I include the smash cake and all that fun stuff. And those are just adorable. You get some that are like really finicky about touching the frosting, and then others that just slam their face in it and everything in between. They're so cute.
I love it. And then the film portion, are these always your films, or do you work with other folks to create videos? Like, tell us a little bit more about that aspect of your life.
I try to jump in whenever I see someone looking for help with something. I don't do the acting as much anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll do it if a friend says, hey, I really want you in this, and I'll jump in to do something, or I'll act in my own stuff. But I haven't been putting myself out there as an actress recently. It's been more production. And I found that because of my project management background, because of the scheduling, the budgeting, and knowing how to find the right people to bring them together, I am good at producing. And so pulling all of that together is what my passion is. And there's a creative element in being the director sometimes when I've written something and I get to direct it, and there's the bringing it out of the actors and blocking out a scene and seeing the dialogue come to life. That's really magical. So I love directing for that reason, but producing is basically where it's at for me.
Mm-hmm. And you have another short coming out. Tell us about that.
So it's called the HOA for those of us in Arizona.
Homeowners Association.
Exactly. We're all familiar with those.
Yes, and not always with such great emphasis.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm kind of in battle with my own right now. My neighbors and I are teaming together to go to the board meeting Monday. So it's kind of ironic that this movie's about to get done.
And it's a short.
It's a short, and it's about a former mafia family who moves to Arizona to escape their past and start over, make their money clean. And they find out that their former best friend and person who turned them in, the narc, happens to be running their HOA in Arizona. Oh no. And boy, does she own it too. And there's also a teen pregnancy involved. My character plays a pregnant teenager, and you have to find out who the father is at the end, which is another fun little twist.
Has this already been released, or this is...
It's going to be.
We're
submitting to a film festival. I think the late submission deadline is Tuesday of next week. So my husband/editor is really working to clean things up in the audio so we can get that done and sent out. But Danya was in that film as well. She did my makeup. Okay, your hubby was in it.
My husband was in it.
And her good friend was in it too.
Yeah. So that's basically it. And I'm guessing you did the makeup.
Yeah, I did for a few of them. Mm-hmm. I didn't do the makeup for the entire film, but I did do a few days of the film. Yes.
Yep. She did some effects and everything. So,
are you going to be in a film at some point?
Only if I pull her in again.
Not
on
if I can help it.
She was my paramedic in the first Serial Blonde.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
It was because someone no-showed. And I looked at Danya. I'm like, you're in. You have experience. Go.
Yeah, actually, that would make sense. How funny.
I'm not a paramedic, for the record.
Right. We just automatically think, you know. So I love the energy between the two of you. Clearly, you're good friends. You have a great working relationship. And there's a lot of humor and levity. Do I remember reading that you've done some comedy too, Laura?
Oh, I do a lot of comedy. So Serial Blondes being a thriller is kind of off kilter for me. It's not exactly my forte. And there's definitely some lines in there that kind of lighten the mood in certain scenes because I kind of can't help myself in comedy. The HOA, total comedy. And everything I've got slated after that is pretty much a comedy. So I love making people laugh. That's my thing. And my husband is, I feel like he missed his calling in comedy. And Danya knows. I mean, the guy is just a total goof off.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. We have this like, we have sayings. We're just like, oh, that's a Phil thing. He photobombs. He completely missed his calling in comedy. And so we start doing some YouTube channel stuff where we do YouTube videos, and he's going to start doing some rant bits, and we do some skits and sketch comedy and everything, which is kind of our own release. And hopefully I'll be able to make that a little bigger once Serial Blondes calms some.
Yeah, I'm complete opposite. I do not want to be in front of the camera.
But you are funny. I know that.
She's a great sense of humor. That's why we
get along.
But
you want to be behind the scenes.
I am a behind the scenes kind of girl, you know, and if I can help it, I will never be in front of the camera.
We've heard it here, so don't pull her in front of the camera.
Donya knows me. I pull who I have to.
Right, to get the job done.
Welcome to my set.
Yeah. So let's talk about the art of makeup. How and why is that so important for not only photos, but also film and just everyday, like you complimented my skin as we were, and I'm thinking, it's not really my skin. It's the makeup. Hopefully.
No, you have great skin.
Let me back up. Why is makeup so essential to our appearance and how does that play out in photography as well as film?
Well, I feel that every woman, no matter what walk of life you come from, has a desire to feel beautiful. And that's just, I think it's innate in us. It doesn't matter if you're good at makeup or if you don't ever wear makeup or if you don't feel like you need makeup, that's fine. But every woman has an innate sense of feeling, wanting to feel beautiful. And that's important to me because, That's where I come in, and that's where I can change the way you feel, the way any woman feels. I can change that, and it's empowering to me, and I have such a passion for it, and I can't express it enough. And makeup is important in front of a camera because, well, there are certain types of makeups that you have to use, whether it's in photography or in film. And you also have to make sure that you know what kind of camera is being used for film, especially in film, because it will determine the type of foundation that I use, the type of powders that I use. So that's important to know. A good makeup artist will know, you know, the camera that the director of photography is going to be using.
You're asking ahead of time. What are we using?
For the most part, yeah. I'll talk to the director, whoever's producing the film. You know, what are we using? What camera are we using? And you really have to educate yourself with the different types of cameras that are being used.
That's what makes Donya so worth the money, too. She is worth every penny. I love working with her for that reason.
Thanks.
She's amazing in terms of her pre-planning and understanding the technical side of things, having her products ready, but then there's the consistency factor. So in terms of her film skills, she makes sure that she knows exactly what colors and what style and brush down to the brush strokes. And she's making note of this for every single scene, every wardrobe change. And she can go right to her notes. And if there's a subsequent scene following one that's filmed on a different day, which happens all the time in film, she maintains the consistency of the makeup for that person. And she did that even on the original Serial Blondes and has, I'm sure,
which
improved.
Which was her first.
Yeah.
No, that's incredible.
Yes. Yeah, I
this
have
an innate ability to just know where you're needed and that things have to be seamless.
Right.
And it's up to you, not necessarily the director, the producer.
It's not just making them look good that day. It's the pre-planning and knowing how to maintain that consistency so that our shots don't look different from scene to scene.
Right.
On the person.
It's called continuity.
Yeah.
So, and it's super important.
It is.
When you're shooting, when we're talking about film work, it is important. Continuity is very important because there's many times, I don't know if you've seen a movie where, wait a minute, she wasn't wearing that shirt in the, you know,
right.
Just right now, that shirt was pink and now it's blue, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the hair and makeup. The hair and makeup has to have a consistent look from scene to scene because it's not shot sequentially.
Sure. Right.
So right. I have a continuity book. And as a matter of fact, I still have my Serial Blondes continuity.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, how fun is that?
Like I'm a bento now.
Yeah.
I keep all my books,
one
all
day we'll
my
see
scripts.
We'll have it on a silent auction for the highest bid. I love it.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
When you're talking about continuity, I'm thinking, so if I'm watching a film and I've had those moments, I can't think of one now, but where I've noticed a shirt or maybe a picture frame out of place or something like that, where it's very obvious, but I would imagine with the look and the makeup and hair of an actor, I might not necessarily notice it, but I'll feel it.
Right.
And, they'll be...
Absolutely.
They won't be as convincing. Am I right? Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't... I may not be able to say,
you'll feel that something is off and you won't be able to put your finger on it, but we'll know.
Nice. You've got Danya on your team, so you know that that's...
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I like having her around. And even for still photography, I mean, so I do senior photos as well. And maternity, I offer maternity sessions for my newborn clients. And I think it's so important for them to have really solid makeup for those photos because, you know, when I go in and I have to edit photos, what you get straight out of camera and then what you produce in the editing room, that is why you pay a photographer. I have great lighting and there's the technical aspect that I'm always trying to improve on and, you know, have gotten really good at. But there's something about making that picture magical in Photoshop. And I have to do less Photoshop work when there is really solid makeup that they have done prior to the photo shoot. And Danya knows how to do that. It's like intuitive with her. I don't have to sit there and give her instruction and go, I want this kind of color. It's here's what I'm feeling. Boom. She produces it. She's amazing.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I love to work with Laura. You know, I work with a ton of photographers. You know, let me just say that. I work with a lot of photographers here in the Valley and they all are very different in styles and in genre. You know, some is art photography and a lot of modeling. You know, my stuff has been published in magazines.
Yes.
And I work with a lot of the guys at Parkwood Studios too and Lunatic Lens. There's lots of great studios here that have great photographers. And I'm lucky enough to ask them what they see, what they visualize, and I kind of go from there. Because the thing is that some photographers will say, I want a really natural look and I want really curly hair. Okay. But a natural look for me is different than a natural look for them. Mm-hmm. So I'll show them examples. Okay. Do you mean natural like this or natural like this?
Get really clear about what they want.
Right. Because I need to know what they want because I need to produce what they want and what they like. And that way, and I think that kind of sets that sets me apart from...
You're a solid communicator.
Makeup artist.
You're very solid communicator that way.
I think the difference... Thank you. Thank you. But I think I really think that it's because I care about my work. I care about what's going to be reflected in that camera and what's going to be produced and how they're... And I want to make it easier for the photographers to edit their pictures. I want to give their clients a nice, smooth finish, you know, flawless look, so they don't have to edit the makeup, the skin, you know, whatever. And hair too, you know, a lot of photographers hire me to be on in their studio and stay there for touch-ups to make sure...
Which is so necessary as well.
To make sure their hair looks good, there's nothing folded, and that everything looks nice and great and... There's no slipping of anything around here. So
you're being the chest.
Yeah. You're
being since you the can't chest. See the movements.
you know, so, you know, they hire me for that too. And I just love it. I love it. Like I said, I'm not one to sit still. So I love the movement. I love the
You
variety.
Almost serve as like a script supervisor type
I was,
of role too sometimes.
I didn't have
sometimes.
The term for it, but that's what I'm hearing. That you're an extra pair of eyes on behalf of the photographer or the filmmaker.
Yes.
And not only is your work important, I heard you just say that you really want to make sure that your work is represented really beautifully.
Yes.
And or artistically.
Yes.
And I also hear, based on what Laura has shared about you, what I've come to know about you, is that you really care deeply about the people that you're in relationship with. And
yes.
So you also want to make sure that they're thrilled with their end product.
Well, I mean, as a photographer, when you're looking at the lens and I see someone's hair is in their face or covering like on an eyelash or just little details that are slightly off. And I'm trying to tell them how to do it. But if I go in and fix it, I'm going to lose my shot because I've framed everything out perfectly. And stepping in there takes time away. Danya, I don't even have to say it to her. She just kind of jumps in and like sees it before I do or when I do and fixes that and boom, I can get the shot. So I know that she does that for other photographers as well, which is why they keep bringing you back.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky that people keep calling me back. And
I think it's the investigator in you.
Yes.
It's attention to detail.
Exactly.
Yeah. Love it. Oh my yeah. Goodness. And that's true for still photography, photo shoot, fashion shoots, whatever. And for film, mm-hmm. more both. Especially for film. I'm always behind the director, mm-hmm. Video Village, which is the monitor. And I pay, they don't look at if her hair looks good, if her hair is straight or curly, whatever. They don't care about what the actor look like. They care about the lighting mm-hmm. and the frame.
Exactly.
And that's what they're looking at.
And the delivery.
Your job is to make sure.
And my job is to make sure that they look great. Now, that being said, a script supervisor is phenomenal to have on set.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Because they're a lifesaver in that as well, right?
They are a lifesaver. Yeah. And many times, and I, you know, many times the scriptee will say to me, hey, Danya, wasn't she blah, 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 whatever. You're right. And they'll catch it because they're that good. Oh, I love having script supervisors on set.
And that's not always the case. It sounds like
not always
indie. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't have the budget to get all of the people that you need. And that's part of what independent film is about, is you're a wearer of many hats.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, and I love working on indie films because it sort of turns into a passion project for everybody.
It does. And it's
for
a hustle.
The cast and the crew. And so everybody's kind of watching out for each other. It's not like, that's not my job. I'm sorry. You know, it's not that.
Everyone jumps in just to do whatever's necessary.
To help and to create art. And that final project is mm-hmm. is the art. And it's just phenomenal.
That's why Danya ended up as a paramedic. No.
And once again,
I am a team player.
Right.
Exactly.
However, I'd like team to be player. Behind the camera. So what projects are upcoming for you, Danya?
Let's see. Well, I have lots of weddings coming up. I love doing weddings. I love talking to brides. I love getting to be their friend. And when a bride really feels comfortable with their makeup artist and their hair artist, then it just releases a lot of stress and pressures. So if a potential bride and I are not meshing, I will not take the job because it's doing her an injustice.
And how well do you know that? You know that you do a pre-consult?
Yes. During their trial, if they contact me and want to do a trial, they'll come into my studio. We'll sit and chat a little bit about what their dream wedding is going to look like in their mind and what they're going to wear, the colors they're using, what the groom is like, how they met. So I start a conversation with them and I
She's
want
profiling
to
exactly. It's casting calls.
Right. It's getting to know people.
And if there's any little tiny bit of resistance or if our personalities aren't meshing, then I'm just not the right person
I
for you.
I love that. It's not personal. No. You want to make sure that her day and their day is special. And if you can sense there might be any of that friction, you release her without any problem.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yes, absolutely. Making sure you find your ideal clients.
Well, yeah. Not only is it doing an injustice for her, but if her wedding day comes and she's not happy with her finished product, then she's not going to have very nice things to say about me.
Yep.
So I'd rather avoid that. I'd rather she have a fantastic day with the makeup artist and hair artist that she chooses and everybody's happy.
Yeah, very smart. Very wise. Very, very wise. Tell us, our listeners, if you will, please, Danya, how folks can get a hold of you.
Well, you can contact me on Facebook, Cosmics Artistry, Makeup by Danya.
CosmiIX.
Yes, thank you for that.
Double I's.
I have an Instagram under the same, Cosmics Artistry. My website, www.cosmics.com. You can text me or message me at any one of those avenues.
Wonderful. It'd be a great opportunity for us to see the work that you're doing and
yeah, really stalk me, please.
Right, exactly. Friendly stalking.
Exactly. We like that in the entertainment industry. Yeah. We put our stuff out there.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
That's how people, that's right. And social media, thank goodness, gives us the opportunity to do that. Yep. Very good.
Exactly.
And Laura, I'm going to ask you the same question, how folks can get a hold of you. But before we do that, I'm curious about the all-inclusive mother care piece. Is there an acronym for that too?
AIMC. So it's something that I've...
AIMC.
Yes, exactly.
All-inclusive mother care. Tell me what that is.
So something that started when I first started doing photography. I had my first baby. I ended up with severe postpartum depression. And I luckily did not go into psychosis, but I never admitted that postpartum depression was a real thing until it happened to me. And the worst part about postpartum depression is there's no resources for it. And so I started doing a lot of research and trying to figure out, gosh, I don't want to go through this the second time when I have another baby, and other women should not have to go through this. This is awful. And I started putting this whole thing together and piecing that together with my photography, because like Danya talks about making people feel beautiful with makeup, photos do the same thing. And you also want to make sure that you capture those first few moments when you have a new baby. They're only that small once that will go away so quickly. I mean, I have a 9-month-old, and it seems like yesterday I was pregnant with her, and she's 9 months old now, and she's so tiny. I love looking at her newborn photos. And so I think it's important to capture those moments early on. And I think it's important that for birth photography, I did my makeup in the hospital. And I think that new moms should absolutely, if Danya can do it, bring Danya in and make themselves look beautiful after delivery, because who wants mom to come in and take the double chin picture of you? Like, you want to remember that moment, and you want to feel beautiful when you look back at those photos, when you have your 60th birthday party and your grown children and grandchildren are there. And that's kind of when it hit me, is when I did my mom's 60th, I saw all of her photos. And from the time that she had her girls were born, there were no more photos of her with the girls. So I think it is so important to make sure that we photograph those moments, take care of our moms. I provide meal trains for the new moms. I try to make sure that my photography studio is like coming to a photography spa almost. Oh. I have everything laid out, so where you get fed, you get your coffee, you get water, tea, whatever your heart's desire. You can put on the Netflix and binge watch while I take adorable pictures of your baby.
This high level service that has us feel like we are really being treated.
Exactly.
Above and beyond, it sounds like.
And if they want to do parent pictures of the baby, you know, have Danya come in and do your makeup so that you look flawless in the photos. And you can look back and just glow when you see these pictures of you and your brand new baby and your children. And that's really what it's all about.
Brilliant. So it's,
again, making people feel good.
Yeah, it is.
And taking
that's what it's
really
all about.
Solid care of your clients.
And it's kind of the niche market of focusing on new mothers, because I'm very passionate about making sure that they feel great and don't go through that postpartum depression. And part of that is feeling good about yourself, because you feel awful when you have a baby. Anyone who hasn't had a baby, oh my goodness.
I remember my first two are now ASU, and then I have a 10-year-old, and I went through severe postpartum depression with
both. So you've been there.
I have. And while I read many, many books on pregnancy and motherhood, when I got to that chapter about postpartum depression, I honestly, on several occasions, the first time around, second time was a different story because I was aware, but I would see that chapter and I would say, not me, as if it were a choice.
Yep.
And I would skip that chapter.
I did the same thing too my first time.
And I'll never forget after my son, my first son was born, I think maybe, I don't know how many months old, maybe 2 or 3 months old. Actually, not even. I was going back for one of my first checkups, right?
With
my
6-week postpartum.
6 weeks. And I remember my sister was watching my son, Grady, and I was emotional. And she said, I think you really, and she doesn't have kids, but she said, I really think you need to talk to your doctor about how you're feeling, because it was evident. I mean, everybody could see it. And I didn't understand. In fact, I remember his father saying to me, this should be the happiest time of your life. Why aren't you happy? And I was like, I know, right? Like then the guilt and the shame on top of it.
Exactly.
And I couldn't get a handle on it. And it was a blessing. I'm driving to the doctor's office, and on the radio, just listening to the radio, there was someone talking about postpartum depression, and I was bawling by the time I pulled in the parking space. And I was so grateful. And I had, you know, I was medicated and had a different sort of help that I hadn't been asking for previously, but it is a chemical, hormonal situation. Everybody's is slightly different. Mm-hmm. And I, even 2 years later, having my daughter, Madison, went through it again.
Wow.
And so value what you're saying around caring for and loving on those newborn moms, helping them feel special.
It is a beautiful time, but it is so hard because there's this loneliness that goes with it. And I mean, all of us here as mothers know what that feels like. You're looking at this beautiful baby, but I mean, babies are blobs when they're first born. They don't talk, they don't interact, they sleep, they eat, and they poop. And that's how it is for the first few months of life. And so you're sitting there and trying to interact with this, but if it's your first baby and you're alone at home and no one's
sleep
with you,
deprived.
You're sleep deprived. You're hurting from the delivery, however you delivered. You are trying to heal. You don't have any time to yourself. Your entire life is surrounded by feeding and taking care of this tiny human.
It caught me completely off guard. Meanwhile, my sister-in-law had a baby not too long after my first, and she literally like up and moving the next day, and it was an easy delivery, easy relationship with the baby, fluid, no even mom blues.
Wow.
And so it was incredible. And I think that's less common than what I experienced. But I love the service that you're providing for these families and for these mothers, these new mothers. And then creating that, you had a name for it, these opportunities for them to come and have you capture these moments. Yes. As their kiddos grow.
Yeah, the milestones.
The milestone.
Because that's something like your first, let's be honest, we all took way too many pictures of our first baby. But it's the second, the third, down by the wayside. Well, they get a little bit forgotten. I've not done a very good job. Me, the photographer, has not done a good job of taking milestone photos of my baby. I'm due to do her 9 month right now. So we're going to do something fun for that. But I've done a terrible job. And so I think it's important to make sure that you schedule those things and get those pictures and capture those moments because you look back and you wish you had them. Especially, I advocate for moms to be in the pictures. It's not just the baby. There's not enough of us with our babies.
Yeah. My babies were in the 80s and 90s, and there was no social media.
Thank goodness. I think it's probably a better thing.
Oh, no, for sure. I'm so glad I wasn't raising kids in this day and age. But I don't have very many pictures of my kids as babies. There are a few, but I did the baby book. Like,
yes.
My first son's baby book is like full of stuff.
Oh, yes.
My second baby's baby book is like, oh, okay, it's okay. And Alexa didn't even have a baby book.
At least you did one for number two. I didn't get that far.
Yeah, I started number two.
I am one of the rare ones that did not have postpartum with any one of my children.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can relate.
That's amazing. I can't relate to you two. Sorry.
I envy that because it was now my third kiddo. Completely. And I was 11 years older. And I'll also say a different marriage because that matters.
Oh, yes.
And my life had changed just emotionally and wellness wise and didn't even skip a beat with my son, my 10-year-old. Yeah, fascinating. So we'll have to have another segment. Have you back on for a whole postpartum conversation.
Yeah, let's do it.
Laura, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and learn more about Vienna Hayden Boutique Studios.
So my website, it would be my primary point of contact. It's www.viennahayden.com. And Vienna is V-I-E-N-N-A, like the city in Austria. And Hayden is kind of like the road in Phoenix, H-A-Y-D-E-N. There's an email address on there, a contact form. And then, of course, all of my social media buttons are on there. So you can find me at Vienna Hayden Boutique Studios on Facebook. I'm on Vienna Hayden on Instagram. And then if you want to get involved and see more about Serial Blondes, there's a webpage in the Vienna Hayden website. And then I've also got an Instagram, a Facebook page. I've got everything there too. And then I'm on Twitter as well. So name a social media form. I'm there. You can find me.
And the Indiegogo campaign is current, or we can look for that through your website as well?
Look for it through the website. I will be launching very, very soon. I'm putting all the last pieces together. So that's really exciting.
Excellent. Oh my gosh, it's been so much fun to have a conversation with both of you today and learn a little bit more about the entertainment industry and how important, obviously, makeup and the right lighting and chemistry between not only the two of you and everybody that you work with and your clientele. Just a great conversation. Is there anything as we wrap up today, anything that we hadn't thought to share with our listeners that you thought you really wanted to make sure you expressed today?
No, I think that I'm just really glad that you're having us on today, and we're so excited to be here. I'm just really happy to be here.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm very blessed.
Yay. I'm excited Danya included me.
I was just going to say, we can thank V or Rachel Duncan for the introduction, yes. My longtime high school girlfriend. And when Danya and I talked about doing this segment, I said, listen, bring a pal along with you that can help accentuate your success, but also you can highlight them as well. And you couldn't have picked a better pal.
I couldn't have. My husband was actually the one that suggested Laura.
Oh, okay. We love Jason.
Yeah, Jason. Shout out to Jason as well. Yes. And Laura, how about you? Anything else that you feel like you want to make sure that you have a chance to share with our listeners before we close?
I just hope that everyone gets involved in Serial Blondes. I want to make it a really magical project that brings people together again, because that's really what we love to do.
Yes.
And I'm excited I get to work with Danya.
Yes.
Again.
I'm super excited about
so
that.
We'll have you both back again when the film is ready to be released and you're in the festivals or whatever that aspect of it is. Be sure to circle back around and we'll get to celebrate. And we'll have you bring a couple additional Arizona people who help bring it to
that would be fun.
Bring it to the big screen.
Yeah. And expect tickets to the premiere.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I just want to say one last thing that I did forget to mention. I am working on a blog. So my blog is going to focus on women over 40, because I think there's a lot of focus on the younger generation right now out there for makeup, fashion and food and even music. So I want to focus on women over 40 and how we can be beautiful and youthful looking and be okay with that.
Well, if you need any guest bloggers, I just happen to be well over 40.
Me too.
Yeah, I happen to be a photographer who can take beautiful photos for you.
Well, not doesn't count over 40. She's way young. I was just going to say, clearly not over 40. And is that blog already happening? Is there a name for it? How can we get involved in that or just be available to read and interact with it?
I would love it if everybody that is listening would follow me on Facebook and Instagram, because I will be posting more information on my blog as it is coming, and it is my goal to launch it very, very soon. Yeah. So it's in this year's plan, and my 5-year plan is going to be to launch a new cosmetic line as well.
Hot dog.
That's all in the works for cosmetics.
I know, Danya's amazing.
And really, what did you say earlier? Just a go-getter. Like, that's clearly
I'm a hustler.
Well, a hustler. That was the word, right?
She is. I slay all day.
Yeah.
I love it. Serial Blondes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So we'll have you both in again.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure to get to know both of you. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.